Joe's Need to Know News. The National Hurricane Center upgraded Hurricane Michael to a Category 4 storm earlier this morning. The maximum winds that are sustained, 130 miles per hour. They say Michael could produce life-threatening storm surges as high as 13 feet. Wow, and dump as much as a foot of rain in some places. Michael could be a bit stronger before it makes landfall midday today in the Florida Panhandle, or as they kind of call it, the Big Bend area right there. So our thoughts and prayers going out to everybody. We got friends down there that work in radio, and just seeing them, some are actually hunkering down, and they're getting ready for it. So hopefully they're going to be safe, and this thing doesn't get as strong as they're saying it will be. Do you sleep a lot or not enough?
I would say a lot, but when I need to be sleeping, which is at night a little bit earlier, sometimes I struggle with that. But I'm good at taking a nap every day.
Okay, they're saying sleeping too much is just as bad as sleeping too little, which means I'm screwed either way.
There's I've heard that.
I never fall in the right spot. According to a new study, the researchers found that when people who slept for 4 hours a night took a test, they performed like their brains were 9 years old. But they saw the same effect in people who slept over 10 hours. The biggest abilities you lose when you sleep too much are reasoning and verbal skills, which makes sense, because if I am like kind of I cannot communicate, I just like wait a minute, isn't that what I do every day? I can't communicate. So something to keep in mind there. You're not gonna be able to sleep a lot and catch up right there. How old do you think you should be until you stop trick-or-treating?
Oh, probably. I think it's like 11 or 12 or something.
What? That's your opinion?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What about you, Liv? You seem like that's too young, right?
No, I think once you get in high school, like once you're a freshman in high school, maybe that's too old, which is like 14 and 15.
Nobody, when I was in seventh and eighth grade, pretty much no one was trick-or-treating.
When I was in eighth grade, I trick-or-treated and I got all of the candy. So.
What?
Well, that's good. Anyone over the age of 12 who is trick-or-treating can spend time in jail or pay a fine.
This
is in Chesapeake, Virginia. Anyone over the age of 12 can be charged with a misdemeanor for participating in trick-or-treating activities, according to Section 46.8 of their trick-or-treat activities. I guess it's actually in there.
All I'm saying, when I was in 7th and 8th grade, everyone was always like, oh, you're trying to grow up too fast. Let the kids trick-or-treat so they don't grow up too fast.
There must be something going down in Chesapeake.
Passionate.
I think it's just an old thing on the book. It says, if any person over the age of 12 years shall engage in an activity commonly known as trick-or-treat or any other activity of similar character or nature under any name whatsoever, he or she shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25, no more than $100, or confinement in jail for no more than 6 months. Can you imagine a 12-year-old? What are you in here for, man? Dude, I tried to trick or treat. Oh, don't mess with him. He tried to get that candy. And the final thing today, it's a video you can see online at RadioNowIndy.com. This guy beatboxes, which, I mean, we can all beatbox, right? I mean, you can beatbox. Break it down. Okay, sounds like you're fighting sound. That sounds like a bad Donald Duck. And I can do it, too. I'm like... Oh, I got some spit.
Ew.
Okay, we can't beatbox. We've just determined that. But this guy... Holy crap, he beatboxes and he uses a straw from his McDonald's cup.
Oh man, he'd go to jail if he was in California.
Listen to this.
Holy crap.
Wow.
That, like that sliding sound effects, the straw. Oh my god!
So cool. I literally have chills. Oh.
I wish I could do that. Did he perform that at a McDonald's?
Yeah, he just was there. It looked like some college kids just hanging out, and like all these like people are around him. Was like, damn.
Wow.
No kidding. That's better than the play place right there. So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a place that actually has straws while they last.
He has to do his craft somewhere else, but not Cali.
Ain't going to be doing that with no metal straw or whatever they call it. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check all these out at RadioNowIndy.com.